Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, baby!
What's up, everybody? It's Andrew coming back at you with another episode, and we're going to be doing a mock draft for the Jags 2024 NFL draft. So let's get into it. Let's jump into the mock draft. So the Jags will have 8 picks, and we'll need to address several positions, including corner, offensive guard, and defensive line. Also have to go after that number one wide receiver spot, which we will in this mock draft. So let's start off here in round one, pick number 17. And we have Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo, a great prospect. Love this guy. Physical specimen, runs a 4.33 40. He's super fast. He's a great tackler. He's also great man coverage, good in zone. And I think just a really nice fit for this Ryan Nielsen defense, and a very good backfill for Darius Williams. We jump into round two here, where we have a trade. We're going to trade Jags wide receiver Zay Jones and our second round pick number 48 to the San Francisco 49ers to go after that number one wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk. I think this is fair compensation and we can get it done. So let's go, Trent Baalke. Let's get this done. Round three, we have another trade here. We trade left tackle Cam Robinson for Carolina pick number 65. And then we select Cooper Beebe, guard from Kansas State. Solid pick here, I think. Solid prospect. Really nice interior offensive lineman. He can play guard. He's very quick, and he can get, you know, upfield, and will be a great backfill for Brandon Sheriff, who's really not getting any younger. So we go to round number four, pick 114. We go with Jack Nelson, left tackle from the University of Wisconsin, 6'7", great height, and is really good in his pass sets, very quick, and a really good pass protector and run blocker. I think will be a really nice backfill for Cam Robinson, or even Walker Little. He's going to be a free agency after this upcoming season. Then we go to round four, pick 116. We address the defensive end spot there, defensive line. We go with Xavier Thomas out of Clemson. Great speed, 4.62, 40-yard dash. Elite pass rusher, can get good separation. Is also good against the run and will help add some weaponry here for this defensive line, especially since DeJuan Smoot will likely not be returning to the Jaguars. So he'd be a nice rotational piece. And then in round five, we go to pick 153. I'm selecting Jordan Jefferson, defensive tackle out of LSU, beefing up this defensive line here with Eric Armstead, D-Ham, that's Devon Hamilton, or Roy Robertson Harris. So we have, I think, a lot of weapons there on the defensive line to help, you know, get the run defense and pass rush, you know, going there. So that's who I select at round five, pick 153. Then we go to rounds six through seven. I'm going to be selecting a tight end from FSU, Jaheim Bell. And then I'm going to be selecting Evan Williams, not the bourbon, but the player, at safety from Oregon. So that was kind of rapid fire mode, my mock draft there. What do you think? I feel like we addressed most of the priority position spots there. We get our number one wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk, in a trade with San Francisco, which I think we can get done. Baalke's got the relationships there with San Francisco. He brought in Eric Armstead. I think he can bring in Brandon Ayuk, and then we go chase that Super Bowl ring. But what do you guys think of this mock draft? Leave your comment and leave me a grade in the comments. You think this is a good mock draft or a bad one? I have thick skin, guys, but just trying to address all those spots. But feel free to leave your thoughts there. If you'd like to support my work, hit that red subscribe button. And if you want to help me with the algorithm, hit that like button for this video. Hope you guys are doing well. Excited for the draft. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. You could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.